T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.7:45, quarter till 8. Quickly to Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing good.
Day 2 of the veto override session. I found yesterday interesting as it related to the transgender bill, because Beth Mizell, who authored the bill, said that if you've not heard the voices of the large majority of people in this state by emails, by phone calls, by personal visits, there's no words I can give you. And I interpreted that as, whether you agree with the bill or not, this is a red meat issue and you better vote for it or else you could be in trouble. Then later on, Pat Connick took to the floor and he said, we're dividing our house and we're going to collapse. Let's find a way to come together. Which, to me, it lifted, or at least reading between the lines on both of those, it made it seem as though this transgender bill became something bigger than it really was. And it came all down to just politics and not being hammered by the people back home. Does that make sense to you, Jeremy?
It does. And look, the Pat Connick's comments were actually about the gun legislation. But I think your point
on
is
the surface,
same on both. Yes, I believe it does. It is. The whole thing is this entire session has been a circus. We've had legislators with these kind of theatrical antics. We've seen protesters kicked out of the House chamber. It was just one thing after another yesterday. And you know, these are issues that, you know, really don't have any identifiable problems. The transgender bill isn't addressing an issue that is dominating conversations in terms of high school or even college athletics. It is a partisan agenda filled with social issues.
When it comes to the gun bill and the so-called constitutional carry, it didn't get out of the Senate yesterday. But does that necessarily mean that it's dead? What do the rules say in terms of the Senate revisiting this, et cetera?
So the rules are a little different in the Senate than the House. The Senate has a precedent where it has reconsidered one of these votes that have failed before. They did it during the Romer administration. They believe that they could move forward. So we'll find out today. I spoke to Jay Morris, who is the author of the gun legislation, yesterday. He fell 3 votes shy. He told me he wasn't sure yet if he was going to bring it back up. But he did admit, and I think everyone in that building knows, that getting 3 more votes on an issue like that is just incredibly difficult in the Senate. But they could bring it back up if they wanted to. I think if they did, you could see a potential court challenge if the override passes. But, you know, right now the action moves to the House today. That's where the real action is going to be.
Court challenge based on?
So there is previous case law that where a municipality sued the Senate for reconsidering a override vote that happened during a regular session. And the courts ruled that the governor only gets one shot at a veto, that the legislature should only get one shot at a veto. But since then, the Senate has overridden a subsequent veto override during the Romer administration, where they took up a bill on reconsideration. It failed. Then they tried again, and they passed the override. That was never challenged, and the Senate decided to do that despite the case law. So there's some question about whether the Senate should be following case law or precedent. I know at least one senator, Ed, Ed Price objected yesterday to the failed motions to override being given notice to reconsideration, meaning they could come up again in the future. And I know he has concerns about that heading into today as well.
Is there the same passion back home, and I'm talking about in each district, for the constitutional carry bill as there is for the transgender bill? Political pressure?
There is, and it's intense, and it's coming from outside groups like the NRA and the Gun Rights Association. Pat Connick went to the microphone yesterday and read a text message he had received. He skipped over the curse words that were in there, but he did read some thinly veiled threats made against his family, and one of these text messages actually included a picture of his family. So the gun debate is pretty intense, but it's just I think that probably the result that we saw yesterday is probably going to stick because it's just incredibly difficult to find those three extra votes needed to pass it and pass an override in the Senate. But we'll wait and see.
I'll take a quick break, come back, talk about the House with Jeremy Alford, editor-publisher of La Politics. Today's day two of the veto override session. Let's take a look at traffic now on WWL. 7:55 and a half on this Wednesday morning, July 21st. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics, about day two of the veto override session yesterday in the House. The anti-transgender bill veto override passed, in the Senate rather, passed, but the constitutional carry did not. So it moves over to the House now. If you just tuned in, Jeremy said it can be reconsidered in the Senate. Those three votes that are needed might be tough to get. And Jeremy, before we get to the House, I can only imagine the wheeling and dealing that's being done on this one.
Ooh, you're right. You're right about that, Tommy. Beth Mizell, the author of the transgender sports bill, got up and encouraged lawmakers yesterday not to vote by stick and carrot, which I thought was a interesting turn of phrase. It was fitting because there's pain and rewards on both sides of this issue. I had a longtime lawmaker I've known for quite a while told me yesterday morning. I was like, hey, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to check in with the governor, and I'm going to check in with the legislative leadership, and I'm going to see who has the worst punishment. So, you know, and there's the other side of that, too. There's going to be some rewards for some people who stepped up and voted either with leadership or with the governor. Not out of the norm at all.
And I spoke to a couple as well. I'm no Jeremy Alford, but I know future political careers were also being figured, as you well know, Jeremy, about, you know, if you might destroy your career if you go against us. Let's talk about the House. What happens today in the House, and what about some of the other things in the Senate that they might consider?
So the House is an interesting environment. On Monday, the House Speaker showed up, Clay Schneider, to the press club in Baton Rouge. Was supposed to be present for about an hour. He spoke for roughly 20 minutes, shortest press club I know of memory, and he left when someone asked him about his relationship with the media. Reporters woke up yesterday to an email from the House Speaker restricting media access to the House for the veto session. But we're going to be there today. There are at least two reporters who are going to be allowed on the floor, and there are 20 House bills that were vetoed that are eligible for override votes today, including some line item vetoes inside budget bills. And then also there's Beth Mizell's transgender sports bill on the House agenda today. It's not clear to me if they're going to take up the Senate bill as well as all of the House bills. We left yesterday knowing that the House was expecting to at least take up those House bills. Procedurally, the two most interesting things that I'm watching for, number one, is on these line item vetoes, is there going to be one override vote on the budget bill, or is there going to be an override vote per line item veto? These are kind of like the pet projects that the governor handpicked of certain lawmakers to veto during the session. And then there's this question of whether vetoes that happen before the end of the session can be brought up. There's one big election bill that's in that group. I think there's a budget bill as well. There's an argument saying that, you know, lawmakers had a chance during the regular session to override those and didn't take it and may have missed that opportunity. But there's also a very strong argument saying that the Constitution states very clearly that all vetoes are eligible for an override during session. So once again, you know, we had an interesting procedural question yesterday in the Senate regarding rehearing bills that failed. Today, there's going to be some interesting procedural questions in the House as well.
It is Louisiana politics at its highest level. It's playing out. Thank you, Jeremy. I hope we talk to you again. Have a good day, all right?
We will. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics. We're going to take a break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.